570 on the AM dial and live on the internet at 570news.com. This is 570 News.
It is Labor Day Monday, the 2nd of September. Good morning, I'm Joe Pavia. It is overcast, a foggy 19 degrees. The sun is trying to break through to burn that fog away. Here's what's making news this hour. The St. Jacobs Farmers Market is destroyed by fire, damage estimated at over $1 million. The popular spot employed hundreds and brought thousands of tourists into the community every year. Stay with 570 News for continuing coverage of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market fire with 570's Gerald Morris at the scene, 570's Laura Carney and Lisa Drew in the newsroom speaking to vendors as well as local politicians. We'll be joined by Gary Doyle at 12 noon today as he will take your calls for a reaction to this devastating fire. At the 570 Sports Center, Kayla Harris.
In sports, the Blue Jays ended their weekend in homestand with a 5-0 loss to the Royals, while the Rough Riders pounded the Blue Bombers, now 8-1 on the air for the first time in the team's history. Sports at 45.
And coming up in business, 5 ways to be a better investor.
570 News Time, 10:31, time for traffic and weather with Nicole Picton.
Thanks, Joe. This update brought to you by Counting Cars on History. All main roads remain open this morning in St. Jacobs after a fire broke out at the farmer's market. And now taking a look at the 401, it is problem-free heading eastbound into Milton and westbound into Woodstock. No problems to pass along if you're traveling on the 78 or the expressway. And in town, one collision to watch out for between River Road and Holborn Drive in Kitchener. If you spot traffic problems, call us hands-free at Star 401. Find them, fix them, flip them. It's boys being boys and cars being awesome. Catch all new episodes of Counting Cars tonight at 10 on History. Now the latest from 570 News weather specialist John Wilson.
A few scattered showers and a chance of a thunderstorm, but a cold front coming across is coming at the time of day where thunder isn't really an issue, but scattered shower here and there is possible too this morning. Then this afternoon, cold front goes through. It begins to clear this evening and tonight, 23 the guaranteed high, 22 and sunshine dominates late tomorrow after some clouds to start. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday all look great. Today's guaranteed high, 23.
Right now, the region of Waterloo International Airport, it is cloudy and 19 degrees. We'll have another check of traffic and weather together in less than 10 minutes. 570 News Time, 10:33.
570 News. This is in-depth team coverage.
The fun fire alarm ringing, 878 Weber Street North, St. Jacobs Farmers Market. Alarm for St. Jacobs. Alarm for St. Jacobs. Fire alarm ringing, 878 Weber Street North, St. Jacobs Farmers Market.
A fire call received via Twitter at Ontario Fire Call just before 2 o'clock this morning, where fire crews from Woolwich Township were called to the scene of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market on word of an alarm. When they arrived, the building was engulfed fully in flames. In a moment, we are going to hear some reaction of the to the devastating fire. 570's Lisa Drew speaking to customers, as well as the regional chair. Also, 570's Laura Carney speaking with one of the vendors from Hilltop Acres Poultry. But right now, let's go live to the scene where 570's Daryl Morris is standing by with the very latest. Daryl?
Joe, the smoke has cleared out and all that remains are the blackened, charred posts that made up the framing of the main building here at the St. Jacobs Farmers Market. Now, the fire crews have cleared the scene. There are a couple of trucks still here blocking people from getting into the parking lot. A lot of residents have turned out. A lot of vendors have turned out to survey the damage. They're taking pictures. Cars are slowing down as they drive by, and some of them are talking with 570 News about how they heard about the fire this morning.
A friend texted me this morning and she said, hey, did you hear the market burned down? And I didn't hear anything, so I was quite shocked.
What did you think when she told you?
Well, at first I was in disbelief. And so we said we gotta hop in our car and get down here and see what's going on. In the meantime, my wife looked on the internet and there was some news reports of it, so we came down to see for ourselves.
No, the management of the ownership group of St. Jacob's Farmer Market has been meeting with firefighters. One of them did briefly speak to 570 News. She said she will be talking to us shortly, but at this moment in time, she doesn't even know what to say. And you can just see in her face the sadness and the shock that this fire has brought to so many in this community. Reporting live in St. Jacob's, Daryl Morris, 570 News.
And certainly we are reading about the shock and sadness. Many are posting comments onto our website. And also sending out tweets through our Twitter page. 570's Lisa Drew joins us live from the newsroom where, Lisa, I understand you spoke to a customer in the regional chair.
That's right, Joe. The main market building that is now gone, it was a post and beam structure. It was jam-packed with things like foods on the first level, home decor and crafts upstairs. It was 24,000 square feet of total space, and 60 vendors were inside. This has been billed as Canada's largest year-round farmers market. And you might know Gerald Kara and his family. They have operated a fruit and veggie stand close to the main entrance of that now destroyed building. Gerald Kara and his father have been set up there for almost 30 years.
We sold fruit and vegetables. We ran a juice stand and we ran a pepper shack outside, which my dad started, and we sell peppers and basically fruit and vegetables.
Do you have any idea what the dollar loss might be to you personally?
I couldn't even put a number on it. It's one thing to lose equipment. It's another thing to lose a family, as you said.
Now, Gerald says it's been a very emotional time this morning watching this. He says just a flood of memories. Melia Gillespie just called into our newsroom at 570 News. She has been a regular shopper at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market for years.
I've spent so much time at the St. Jacob's Market over the past 10 years, at least. Three maternity leaves. I would go there every week with each of the children in their strollers, pushing them around. And I still continue to go, maybe not every week, but usually every other Thursday for lunch with a girlfriend. We would take a break from work and head over every week. It's just an absolute tragedy to lose it.
And Melia says one of the big losses inside that building is for the vendors upstairs that make those beautiful quilts and have thousands of hours put into those work of arts that are now gone. Again, this is $1 million-plus fire. The Ontario Fire Marshal's office has been notified. The city of Kitchener tweeting this morning, "We are all saddened with the loss at the St. Jacob's Market. We know the entire region will work to rebuild, and we're here to offer support." Regional Chair Ken Sealing telling me this morning, "This is certainly a loss for a lot of people, calling this a major tourism draw." Sealing saying he is hopeful the market owners will continue with the outdoor market as they plan and rebuild. The regional chair will be a guest just after noon today on a special edition of 570's Gary Doyle Show. Live from the newsroom, Lisa Drew, 570 News.
Our team coverage continues with Donna Reist, who's with Hilltop Acres Poultry Products, and she spoke with 570's Laura Carney. She says they're trying to get a hold of other vendors because they have a farm store and want to help vendors out in the short term.
Concern for all the vendors and people's livelihoods that are in that building.
And so, you know, have you talked to any of the other vendors that that will be affected by this?
I was up there this morning. I have talked to a couple of vendors. Everybody is kind of in shock at this point. I know Sheila was there from the market. I didn't get a chance to talk to her, and she's taking care of things, and our thoughts go out to her and the market staff. So right now I'm trying to get a hold of a few of the vendors. Because we do have a farm store, and see if we can do something short term while the market is closed to offer people to come to our farm store that's open Wednesday through Saturday.
Hilltop Acres Poultry is one of the original vendors to set up shop in the main market. You are listening to continuing coverage of the St. Jacob's Farmers Market fire. This is 570 News.
You're listening to the 570 Morning News on 570 News. News.
570 News time, 10:41. That's time for traffic and weather together on the ones. This update brought to you by the Waterloo Wellington Dental Society. Looking good on the 401 this morning. Not seeing any problems for those heading eastbound into Milton and westbound through the region into Woodstock. Everything is also running smoothly on the 78 and the expressway this morning. And in town, one collision to watch out for between River Road and Holborn Drive in Kitchener. If you have any updates, call me hands-free at *401. The Waterloo Wellington Dental Society hosts their Fall Mouth Guard Clinic this Saturday, September 7th at Forbes Hall Inn in Rim Park. For more information, visit wwds.ca. Now the latest from 570 News weather specialist John Wilson.
A few widely scattered showers and a chance of a rumble of thunder as a cold front goes by. Until noon, that chance exists. And then this afternoon, it's just cloudy. And this evening begins to clear a little bit. 23, the guarantee high. Back to school tomorrow, no problems. Partly sunny early, mostly sunny most of the day, 22. Then sunny on Wednesday, 21. Today's guarantee high, 23.
Currently at the Regent's Airport, cloudy and 21 degrees. I'm Nicole Picton, 570 News.
This is a 570 News special report.
You are listening to continuing coverage of 570 News as we monitor the situation in St. Jacobs, where the St. Jacobs Farmers Market has been destroyed by fire. Our continuing coverage is on, and 570's Laura Carney spoke with Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Michael Harris about the loss.
Well, definitely devastating news out of our community. Not only is it impact Lowledge Township, Regional Waterloo, but right across the province as people from truly anywhere comes to the market. It's the staple of our community, and it is a tragic loss not only for those that enjoy it, but for those that earn a living off it and who are employed.
And so, you know, have you had a chance to speak with any of the vendors? I don't know if you know any of them personally yet.
I've not, as of early this morning, I've reached out to the mayor of the township clearly, you know, and knowing that this community will rally behind, you know what, the vendors and the market goers, that this will be back up on its feet shortly. We encourage the owners, you know, to get it back up and going as soon as possible so that, you know, folks from across our community and across the province really can enjoy the fruits of the market that bring it every summer.
And now you had mentioned that you spoke with the mayor. What was he saying this morning?
Well, I've just reached out. I've sent him a message. I'm waiting to connect with the mayor. No doubt he's busy in his own right, but I look forward to speaking to other local officials this morning. And any assistance that I can help provide, we will be there.
And that is Kitchener-Conestoga MPP Michael Harris with 570's Laura Carney. You are listening to continuing coverage on 570 News of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market Fire.
Be the first to know with 570 News.
Cloudy, 19 degrees. Good morning. I'm Joe Pavi on the 570 News Center in downtown Kitchener. You are listening to continuing coverage of the devastating fire at the St. Jacobs Farmers Market. Just to recap, it's estimated $1 million damage was done. Fire crews called to the scene around 2 this morning, and the fire marshal has been called in to investigate as well. At 12 noon, a very special edition of 570's Gary Doyle Show. It's time now for 570 Sports. Here's Kayla Harris.
Royals ace James Shields didn't give the Blue Jays much of a chance in the weekend finale, tossing 7 innings, only gave up 3 hits and struck out 9. Kansas City with a dominant 5-0 shutout at Rogers Center. Jay Happ only threw 4 innings. He's now 3-5 on the season as KC tallied 5 runs on 6 hits. Other finals in the majors, the Yankees were rocked 7-3 by the Orioles. Boston hung on to the AL East lead. They got by the White Sox 7-6, and the Athletics breeze by the Rays 5-1. Sunday Night Baseball was on SportsNet 590, The Fan.
2-1, ripped out towards right center field. That one heading towards the gap. Zimmerman around second on his way to third, and they're going to send him. Here's the throw to the plate, and it is too late. Zimmerman in to score. Jason Wirth. It's an RBI double.
The Nationals came from behind and beat the Mets 6-5. Serena Williams advanced to the quarterfinals with a 6-4, 6-1 victory over Sloane Stephens at Flushing Meadows. On the men's side, Andy Murray, number one Novak Djokovic, moved on as well. As for the Canadians, Daniel Nestor invested Ashok Pospisil lost to the Bryan brothers. To Canadian football, the Rough Riders made history, pounding the Blue Bombers 48-25. But that wasn't it. They are 8-1 for the first time ever. Meanwhile, Winnipeg has dropped to 1-8. Third round is in the books at the Deutsche Bank Championship. Sergio Garcia was magnificent, up two shots, sitting in first at 19 under. Henrik Stenson is one shot off the pace. Canadian Graham Dillette was 9 under for the day in a two-way tie for third. At the FIBA Americas, Canada beat up on Brazil 91-62. The red and white are now 2-1. Simon Pagenaud took the checkered flag at the IndyCar race in Baltimore. Seventh place was Oakville's James Hinchcliffe. Sports at 15 and 45, past every hour or any time. I'm at 570news.com.
Get informed on the go with the 570 News app for BlackBerry, iPhone, and Android. Go to 570news.com and download today.
I'm 570 News weather specialist John Wilson. A widely scattered shower or two this morning, perhaps a rumble of thunder as a cold front goes by. Back to school weather looks terrific tomorrow. I'll have the full forecast coming up.
This is a 570 News special report.
570 News continuing coverage of the estimated $1 million fire at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. Over $1 million at least. 570's Laura Carney spoke with Rob Brady, who is a vendor at the Farmers Market. He is with Brady's Meats.
I actually woke up early. My wife's alarm was going off, so I went to turn it off, and I grabbed my phone. I was on Twitter, actually, and another vendor had posted a picture of the actual fire and says, you know, St. Jacob's Market's gone. And so I actually jumped in my car and said, this can't be true. So I drove down. It's like, sure enough, when I get there, it was just totally gone.
And so were you a vendor inside the main building?
Yeah, we had our stand has been there for, we started in 1991, actually. I've been there since 91.
Wow, so this is obviously a pretty big loss for you and your family, obviously.
Yeah, me and my wife drove down there, and she's just hoping it wasn't true, you know. And, yeah, luckily we have a second location, so for us we're okay in that sense. But it's hard to think what's going to, moving forward, what's going to happen, especially for people that don't have that. So we are fortunate to have a second location.
And so what did you sell there?
Well, it's Brady's Meats. We've got a huge following. Lamb is one of our biggest sellers. The grass-fed beef we're bringing in. Lots of local pork, bison, so all fresh meats, yeah.
And so you said that you had been there since 1991. I mean, obviously, and you mentioned that you have a huge following, but you also said that you have another location, so you guys should be okay. But, you know, have you talked to any other vendors that may not be in such a good situation, I guess?
No, I haven't had a chance to talk to them, but it's going through my head thinking of certain people that I know that's all they have, and I just, you know, I really feel for them more because... how do you move forward after that? Because
Rob Brady is with Brady's Meats. He is one of the vendors at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. You are listening to continuing coverage of this morning's fire at the market on 570 News.
570 News time, 10:53. That's time for traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Fairview Acura. The 401 is up to speed if you're headed eastbound into Milton and westbound into Woodstock. And no problems to pass along if you're traveling on the 78 or the expressway. And in town, it's a crash-free drive on city streets throughout the region. Get 570 News traffic updates on Twitter. Sign up at 570news.com. Test drive the 2014 MDX at Fairview Acura, brimming with the latest in Acura technology. Style an all-new direct-injected V6 engine, 2685 Kingsway Drive. Now the latest from 570 News weather specialist John Wilson.
A cold front working across the area today gives us a chance of showers or even a thunderstorm this morning and maybe some fog patches, but once the front gets through, it should begin to clear. That may be slow, but maybe by evening, 23 degrees. It'll be cloudy most of the day. 12 degrees overnight, then a partly sunny start tomorrow turns mostly sunny for back-to-school days. Very good, 22 degrees. The rest of the week looks too good for school. Sunny Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 21, 20, and 22. Today's guaranteed high, 23.
Currently outside our studios, cloudy and 19 degrees. I'm Nicole Picton, 570 News.
Recapping our lead story, 570 News has continuing coverage of the estimated over $1 million fire at the St. Jacob's Farmers Market. Just to recap, fire crews from Woolwich Township were called just before 2 o'clock this morning. About 35 firefighters were at the scene fighting the blaze. The cause is not known at this point. 570 News has been speaking with local politicians as well as many vendors and community members who spent time shopping at the market on Saturdays as well. Daryl Morris is at the scene, and she has spoken to the owner of the farmer's market. We will have that and more coming up at the 11 o'clock news. It's 10:55.
I'm Mike Apple. When times are volatile on the markets, it is best to have a plan, a framework you can always turn to keep calm and focused. Could be as simple as five essential elements to being a better investor. That's a plan laid out by Tom Bradley, president of Steady Hand Investment Funds. First off, be realistic.
To look in the mirror and make sure that your portfolio fits with the amount of time you have to allocate and your temperament around investing, whether you're emotional or not. Investors have to be realistic about what the markets can give them over the next 5 or 10 years, because if they're not, they'll be disappointed, and in some cases they'll take too much risk to try and reach what is just not attainable.
Having a long-term plan also prevents investors from being caught up in short-term trends and trying to time the market.
They think they're de-risking by going to cash, but indeed they have to generate a return that is well above inflation to set themselves up for retirement. So when they're out of the market, they're kind of swimming against the stream, because returns over time from stocks will beat cash by a healthy margin.
And sticking to a routine takes emotion out of investing.
But you think of all the things we routinize in our life, and here's maybe one of the more important things, setting ourselves up for retirement, and yet people don't have a routine around contributions.
And always remember, you have the final say on all investment decisions.
The investor is the CEO of their portfolio, and they have to hire, monitor, and perhaps fire their professionals they're working with.
Tom Bradley, president of Steady Hand Investment Funds. And I'm Mike Apple, business at 26 and 56 past the hour. This is 570 News.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the ones. This is the 570 Morning News.
570 News time, 10:59. You are listening to All News Weekend Mornings on 570 News. Listening to continuing coverage of the St. Jacobs Farmers Market fire and estimated $1 million damage done. Tune into All News Mornings weekdays with Lisa Drew and Glenn Pelche from 5 until 10.